This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump says that Iowa is one of the places being considered for the signing of a trade agreement between the United States and China. U.S. and Chinese negotiators continue to work to finalize a deal for Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to sign it at a summit in Chile in mid-November. But Chile announced Wednesday that it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location.
I want to get the deal done first. But we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
President said that initially the deal was focused on agriculture. Farmers have been hit hard by the trade war. Mr. Trump had been trying to assure them that they will come out ahead in the end. Iowa is also the first state to start the 2020 election process in February. Hong Kong is bracing for yet another weekend of protests following months of unrest that plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. One person said during a news conference Friday that several groups had applied for permits to demonstrate and they had been denied.
We have conducted independent risk assessment for each of these applications and issued letters of objection to three of them out of concern about public safety, public order, and protection of rights and freedoms of others.
And he said that the groups had appealed that decision. Hong Kong police also defended their crowd control actions on Halloween. That's when riot police fired tear gas to break up the crowds in the central business district. Revelers complained that they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters continue to take to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from the iconic Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified green zone where the government is headquartered. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. But they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in anti-government protests in the past month. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters who were forced to withdraw from the border area following Ankara's incursion. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle has details.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That is Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke has announced that he is dropping his 2020 presidential bid. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Former U.S. Congressman Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race. In a tweet Friday, O'Rourke said his campaign has always been about seeing clearly, speaking honestly, and acting decisively, adding, "In that spirit, I am announcing that my service to the country will not be as a candidate or as the nominee." O'Rourke tossed his hat into the ring in March amid much buzz after a narrow loss in Texas to incumbent U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, but in a crowd Democratic field, O'Rourke's campaign struggled to gain traction throughout the 2019 campaign season. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.